In July, New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli announced the 2017 tax cap would sit below 1%. The cap, which is 2% on tax levies or the inflation rate, whichever is less, was set at 0.68%. DiNapoli warned that it could present challenges for local governments. He said, quote, local officials have faced growing fixed costs and limited budget options for years, but 2017 will necessitate even tougher financial choices, unquote. On Tuesday evening, the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors passed a local measure to exceed the tax cap to clear way for a budget plan authored by Law and Finance Committee Chairman Ed Kanowski.
The rate will be $2.30 per thousand, and that is an increase of 1.77 above last year's.
The 2017 rate, 4 cents above last year's, will mean a $4 increase for a home valued at $100,000. The rate is among the lowest in the state. After a public hearing and discussion over the tax cap, Kanowski expressed frustration with the state policy.
And we got to go through all of this and publish a state law that's only good for 1 year, by the way, just to do this. 4 cents. You got to be kidding me.
During the public hearing, several residents spoke against the override. Christine Lytle is from Saratoga Springs.
I think they need to keep the taxpayer definitely in mind, which they are not. They're keeping on spending, spending, spending. They're going to drive people away from this county.
Robert Arrigo, founder of a conservative group called the Upstate Victory Fund, said his organization gathered about 700 petition signatures calling on the county to stay under the tax cap. Arrigo identified areas he believes could be cut further. One idea was capping county employee pay raises at 2%.
2% is actually pretty generous because inflation is less than 1%, so they're getting 2 or 3 times inflation. The second place that they can cut is they can cut the county administrator has a contingency budget, which says, hey, if we didn't budget properly in here, I need a slush fund to move money around. In the past, it's been much less than it is this year.
Saratoga County Board Chair Mo Wright said he welcomed the comments but defended the budget. Wright mentioned the sell-offs of the county's Maplewood Manor nursing home and a landfill in recent years.
We have no more assets to sell. We can't put any more money back into it. We've struggled to get where we are now. Like I said, we haven't done the proper amount of road maintenance in the last 8 years. We had to take that money out of the budget. Those are hard decisions we made.
The tax cap override requires localities to muster a 2/3 vote. It ultimately passed with Peter Martin of Saratoga Springs and Supervisor Phil Barrett and John Schopp of Clifton Park voting against it. Barrett had sought to add 10 additional deputies to the sheriff's department. The measure failed, but the board did approve an amendment to add 5 deputies. A budget vote is scheduled for December 14th. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.